Welcome to Donor Audio Interview 4818.
Identify a person who's had a significant influence on you and explain the influence.
Well, I would say on a day-to-day basis, I was lucky enough, I had a baseball coach in college. His name was Joe, and he was an old guy, but he had been coaching for, you know, something like 40 years or something, and I just think, like, he just taught me a lot about, I think, how to be an adult. I knew him from the time I was like 12 through all the way through today, and I think one of the things he taught me was that you sort of have to take responsibility for what you want to do and what you want to be. Just a quick story, he used to say at the very beginning of every season, he would say, call me if you ever want extra coaching help. He would say it on the first day, and he never would say it again. And what he was really, you could call him or not, he was always make time for you. And I think one of the things he taught me was that, like, if you want help and you want to get better, like, people may not always reach out to you all the time. You have to be able to go willing to do it on your own. So take the extra time and just sort of like step up and be an adult. And he taught me that, I think, at a very young age. You know, when you're 15, that's not always the easiest thing to do. So he had a huge influence on me and impact on my life.
What do you aspire to be?
I think hopefully a likable person. A nice person, an empathetic person. I try to be funny. I like to try to keep things loose. I guess I would like someone to say, oh, he's a good guy. I think that would be, if people would say that about me, I think that's pretty cool.
How would you describe yourself as a human being?
I've been described as loyal. I work hard. I take my job very seriously. I like my job a lot, but I also am like the opposite person at home than I am at work. I'm very serious at work, and I like to get the job done and talk about strategy and how are we going to do this right. And then at home, I just like to goof off with my wife and like snuggle on the couch with my dogs and goof around with my friends and go out for a beer. And like, I just like to, yeah, I don't know, I guess I'm serious. But then at the same time, like, I also like to just sort of leave that part at work and just be kind of a normal guy at home.
What types of things make you happy?
My dogs, any dogs really make me happy. I really like how dogs are loyal and they just love you no matter what. I really like to fish. I like anything you can do outside when the weather's nice. I love to be outside. I love music. My guitar makes me very happy. I love to play my guitar and just goof off. What else makes me happy? Good food makes me happy. My friends, I love hanging out with my buddies. I have about probably the same group of core guy friends from the time I was about in second grade, and I just love hanging out with those guys and just being idiots and acting like we're 10 years old.
What types of things make you sad?
One thing that makes me really sad is sort of inequity. Poverty makes me really sad. Initially in my career, I was able to sort of work for organizations that were anti-poverty organizations, and I think that inequity and poverty makes me really sad. I think when I see things that are unfair, when you can sort of see someone who's not getting a fair shake, that makes me sad. Snow, like it's snowing outside, makes me sad. What else? I think anytime somebody loses someone that's close to them, even if I have no idea who they are, I get a little bit sad. Just because you can sort of know how that feels, if that was my friend or if that was my brother, whatever, that always makes me really sad too.
Describe the world you come from and how that world has shaped who you are.
Excuse me. Well, the world I come from. Well, on one hand, I'm from the suburbs, kind of middle class, normal. I would call it what I would think of as normal upbringing. And I think that has sort of shaped who I am in a sense that. I guess it is professionally, the work that I do now, I try to help people that don't have that same upbringing. I consider myself very lucky, and the work that I do now, trying to, you know, raise money for organizations that help people living in poverty, the way I see it is I never had those same opportunities. I just had what I consider a very vanilla upbringing. Went to a normal high school in a normal neighborhood with a bunch of other people just like me. So I think that sort of helped get me where I'm at professionally. Personally, my family, my mom's side of the family is very Italian. They're very Italian. And I think that just instilled in me, I think, a sense of loyalty. I think a sense of closeness with family. I would say I'm very close with my grandparents, with my mom and my sisters and my dad. And I think we're all just sort of wild, crazy, loud, noisy Italians. We like to eat whenever, at any time. And I think that sort of, I would call it like jovialness, like happiness. I think that can sort of shape who I am. When I'm with people and like, let's say I'm at the bar or wherever with some friends or whatever, I just like to be very chatty and very loud. I think that sort of comes from my Italian side, my Italian upbringing.
Does any specific attribute, quality, or skill distinguish you from everyone else? How did you develop this attribute?
I guess from as far as skills go, I'm a grant writer. That's my profession, and I think I'm very good at writing, and writing is something that I've always really enjoyed doing. I remember we had a class in fourth grade called Writer's Workshop, which I'm sure every public school kid had at some point. And I just remember like really enjoying it a lot. And when the teacher wanted like one page, I would give her like four pages because I would just have all these things to say. And I was always just kind of good at it. And so I worked really hard at it. Once I got into college, I studied journalism because I wanted to learn how to be a writer and how to communicate via writing and how to tell stories. And I think that sort of, other than my wife, who also is a writer, I think I don't know a lot of people who really take that much care with written word and really, like, I put a lot of effort into it and I really enjoy it. It's very fun for me, so.
What do you think are the most admirable qualities a person can have and why?
Admirable qualities, I think, someone who's a hard worker at whatever they do, whether it's their job or if somebody really likes to paint and they just work really hard on their painting or their drawing or whatever. I think honesty is a really admirable quality because it's really not always easy to be honest. I think empathy is really important. I think the ability to look at someone and say, hey, where you came from isn't where I came from. I think that's really important in a person because it can just sort of open your eyes to sort of, I think, the way that the world actually works rather than the way the way that your world works or the way that you think it works. I think those are really important qualities.
What quality do you like best in yourself and what quality do you like least?
What quality I like least, I would say, is that when I'm doing anything, whether it's at home or at work, I tend to prioritize things that I like and I want to do better. I don't prioritize laundry or dishes or whatever those things are because I don't really enjoy them. I prioritize practicing my guitar or going out for happy hour or going out with my wife to dinner or something like that rather than just because those things make me happy and they're easier to do rather than the things that like need to be done, the boring stuff. I probably don't like that about myself. As far as what I like best is, I think I'm a good friend. I'm a loyal friend. I try to keep up with all my buddies. I try to keep in touch with everybody. I try to keep in the loop with everybody and just sort of keep those friendships going. So I think loyal and I think I'm a good friend.
What kind of values did your parents instill in you that you'd like to pass on to your own children?
My dad's a mechanic, and I think even though he has a different profession, I think he really instilled the idea of thoroughness in me. Even though I do like writing for a job, I think I'm as thorough in my writing as my dad would be on an airplane engine that he's fixing. He's just very, I was always taught to just double check and triple check and sort of maybe plan for something that will go wrong. So if the X doesn't work, then, you know, what are you going to do in this step to fix that? I think that's something that has helped me a lot in my life, and I think that would be something that I would like to pass on.
Tell me how you like to spend time with your family.
My family is dogs right now, and I love to go to the dog park with them and my wife. We love to just go hang around because part of it is because I love to see them running around being happy. But I also just like to get out and sort of like, it's nice that in the city there's parks here and it's like a little nature preserve right in the city. So there's water and there's trees and there's squirrels and everything that you normally might have to drive a few hours out of town to see. I like to do that. I really like to, my wife and I will go to the library a lot and pick out books together. We go to the cabin a lot. That's part of the things that I spend a lot of time with my in-laws at their lake home. I go fishing. My immediate family, not just my brother and sisters. My brother and I love to fish and hunt. I fish and hunt with them. My sisters and I will just sort of yap on the phone like Italian people are want to do. But yeah, that's kind of how we spend our time.
Tell me about the most cherished present you ever received for your birthday or holiday, and why was this gift so special?
The most cherished gift I ever received for my birthday. I think I will say that I'm gonna say what year? Maybe 5 years ago. My wife did a surprise birthday party for me at a bar, and it was just nice. She invited all my friends, and actually, what happened is one of my friends ruined the surprise, accidentally asked me about it when I wasn't supposed to know. But I just really appreciated the idea that she gathered. She's not really necessarily close with all my friends, but she reached out to all of them and gathered all of them up, and all of our friends are our mutual friends from college, and just the effort that she put into it. I thought that was just really cool. Like, I could go to the bar anytime with all my friends, but the fact that she organized it for that special day, got everybody together. Even though my friend ruined it like 3 hours before it, I act surprised, and I really did appreciate it because of the effort that she put in on the front end. I thought it was really neat, and to be honest, I didn't expect her ever. I didn't expect it at all.
Tell me about some activities you enjoyed in your childhood.
Well, I grew up in the suburbs, and there was a lot of kids, a lot of boys, luckily in my same age range, and like we just played sports like nonstop. In the summer we played street hockey. In the winter we flooded the pond and played real hockey. We played basketball in the summer. We played football in the fall. In the summer we just played sports all the time as friends. I loved doing that as a child. I also loved video games a lot as a child. Me and my buddies would play like old, really bad like Windows 3.1 DOS video games like Doom and all these weird video games we used to play. We would just hang out like that, in the neighborhood, I guess. What else we do as a child? We also, my family, we used to spend like 2 or 3 weeks at a time at our cabin up north. And so just like either whether it was like actually going fishing with my dad to like try to go catch fish, or even when I was very young, just taking the boat in the lake alone, like not far from my parents where they could still see me, but just being able to go out alone in the boat was like, I just used to love that. Or just like wandering through the woods and like, pretend like grab a big stick and like pretend it's the rifle and like just walk around like that. And I loved to do that as a kid. That was very cool.
What is your favorite book? What type of books do you enjoy? Do you have a favorite literary character?
I think I would have to say my favorite book, at this time in my life. I probably have a. You could ask me this question in a week, and I would probably have a different answer. I think I would always have to say, I think Slaughterhouse-Five by Kurt Vonnegut. I've read that book probably 10 times. I took a Vonnegut class in college. I have Vonnegut a line from that book tattooed on my wrist. I just really like it because I think it took a very interesting view of World War II, of a tragedy, and sort of took it in like viewed it through a lens of like science fiction. What types of books do I enjoy? Right now, I've just been reading tons of biographies about musicians. Right now, I'm reading a book about David Bowie. I just finished a Johnny Cash book. I just read a book about Graham Parsons. I read Eric Clapton's biography. For some reason, I'm just really into these musician biographies right now. So, as far as literary character goes, I guess when I was a kid growing up, I always thought Holden Caulfield from Catcher in the Rye was super cool because I think like everyone who's like 16 thinks Holden is really cool who's read that book. But I also sort of like, and he's not necessarily a character because he was a real person, but he was also sort of a character. It would be Hunter S. Thompson as a character. I think his writing is just I just think he's a really excellent writer, and I think that him as a character is just a very interesting idea. The way he would like insert himself into his pieces and sort of become part of every story that he wrote.
What is your favorite word and why?
Oh man, I love the word superfluous because it is what its definition is, if that makes sense. Superfluous means it's like too overly complicated and too much, and the word itself is just too much. So I always like that word.
What was the last movie you saw? Did you like it?
The last movie I saw was The Hunger Games Part 2. And I did not like it. I didn't read the books. My wife really liked them. It was okay. I didn't really love it.
What type of sports do you like to watch?
I grew up playing all sports, so I really like to watch anything that's ever on. Baseball is my favorite sport. I love watching baseball. I love going to baseball games. because honestly, it's sometimes more fun to go with someone and just talk to them and just have a conversation for 3.5 hours while there's a game going on. I watch football every Sunday. I watch all sports. I watch golf when I'm tired on a Sunday and I just want something to relax to.
What do you like to do for fun? Tell me about some of your hobbies.
For fun, I play a lot of music. I play guitar and harmonica. So pretty much every day when I come home from work, I'll just sit down with my guitar for like a half hour and just either try to write a song, come up with something of my own, or just like play a song that I really love. That's sort of just a really good just way for me to just chill out. Hobbies, obviously, I like to play music. I love hanging out with my dogs. I like to read. I fish, hunt.
Are you a creative person? If so, how do you express your creativity?
I think I like to think I'm a creative person. I do like to write sometimes. I don't write as much as I used to because I do it every day for a job, but I do like to write. I like to play music. I try to write songs and come up with different, chord progressions and melodies, and I think that's one way to do it. I think there was one night a couple years ago, it was right after I got married, my buddies and I, we went out, we had this crazy night, and it was like, well, all of us were married in relationships, and I came home, and it was just so much fun. I came home and like wrote this story about it because I was like, we're all like married or in relationships and tied down, but we just had like the best night out, like single guys would, and I just wrote a story about how it was important to like still go out with your buddies even if you're tied down or married, and I just thought that was one. That's like a way that sometimes I'll like express creativity is just sort of like that.
Has anyone ever told you that you resemble a particular celebrity?
My grandparents used to think I looked like the guy from a show that was called Third Watch, but I never watched that show. And I think my friends told me, and some friends I had told me as a joke that I looked like Channing Tatum, but I don't think that I do. I don't want to say that I look like Channing Tatum. I don't want to have be recorded saying that. I don't think so, not really.
Evaluate a significant experience, achievement, risk you've taken, or ethical dilemma you've faced and its impact on you.
I think when I left my first job, I was working in sort of communication and marketing, and I took this job as a grant writer. And it was sort of a similar field, but not in it by any means the same. And it was a little bit of a risk because I'd never done it before. And I think I was taking a risk. I think the company was taking a risk, saying, "Well, we've never had this. You never had experience, but we think it could be good." And it was sort of. I was really nervous about it when I first did it. It was for. It was a pay increase, so it was the risk was worth it for my family, but I had to weigh the decision a lot because it was getting outside the field that I was really in. It turned out, I think, pretty well, and I think that I've really found that in what I'm doing now. I think I found a career path that I like. I think in my last job, I was just sort of doing it because I was okay at it, and no, and for lack of a better word, like they needed someone who knew how to do X, Y, and Z, and I did. But with what I have now, this. Taking the new job, I think it led me down more of a career path than just having a job.
Choose a prominent person whom you'd like to interview and explain why.
A prominent person. I think I would like to interview my favorite songwriter and guitarist, Noel Gallagher of Oasis, because he came from just like nothing, abject poverty, and an abusive family. And by the time he was, 22 or 24, he was like the biggest rock star in England. And him and his brother were in this band together, like making it big and just millionaires. And they're the king of the world for like 3 years. And I would really, and he's still writing songs now and doing music now. I would just like to talk to him and just ask him what it was like to come from like nothing. He lived in like a more or less public housing situation and to become like within like 4 years the biggest rock star, in his country. I just think that's really cool. And I would just like to, he's pretty much the reason I play music now, and just kind of like to meet him and chat with him.
Is there a work of art, piece of music, scientific phenomenon, mathematical theory, or piece of literature that has surprised or unsettled or challenged you, and in what way?
I'm trying to pick one of these. I think I'll go with, I guess, something recent. My friend is like a kind of a science person, and one night he was telling me, and he was telling me about the theory of like universal expansion, and it was unsettling and challenging. It was very interesting, but like how the universe is like still growing and expanding, and there's like still radiation left over from the Big Bang. And I just remember thinking like, holy crap. Like, that, first of all, the universe is like a bajillion years old, and it's still growing. I remember we were sitting, and we were at my cabin, we were like sitting on my dock, like fishing, and he's like telling me about this, and I'm like, are you serious? He's like, yeah. And they can like still like read the radiation left over from the Big Bang. I just thought that was so cool. And I love to like read sciencey stuff like that online. I'll like go to websites and like try to learn about like what I would just call like dumbed down science, because I'm not a science person, but like to be able to read about star formations, and I thought that was so cool. But hearing about like how the universe was constantly growing and like it'll eventually, however long, expand too far, I just thought that was totally just like blew my mind.
Of everything in the world, what would you like to be doing right now?
Right now, I would love to be at my cabin. We have a cabin up north that my grandfather, he bought the land in 1948, and it's been in the family since then. It's on its own lake. I would love to be sitting at the picnic table in like probably like early fall, so there's no mosquitoes, drinking a beer and like looking out over the lake. The dogs would be like running through the yard, and like my wife is like knitting or reading a book, and we're just like sitting there, just sort of just enjoying like a nice afternoon. That would, especially with the snow outside, I would much rather be doing that right now.
Who would you prefer to be with at this moment?
At this moment, I probably my wife. I like to spend a lot of time with her.
What is your approach to life?
Enjoy it while it's here, because you never know. I mean, I really mean that. It sounds kind of cliched, but I think that you never know when things are gonna change or things are gonna happen to set you off course. And I really do try to like joke every day, like laugh. I joke about everything, even when I shouldn't. I like to just sort of laugh and enjoy myself and have a good time, because you just never know when things are gonna change.
What was the most difficult time in your life? How did you overcome these difficulties? How did your perspective on life change as a result of the difficulty?
I think I would say the most difficult time of my life was probably between, so my best friend had died, and he actually, before he died, he was missing for about 5 months. He was missing. That was a really hard time. So between that time and about a year, but a year after he went missing, my best friend went missing, and then he ended up they had found him, and my uncle also died that same year, but he was a very close uncle, I guess I would call him. He was my mom's only brother, and we were really close with them. And those two experiences were just really hard on me for many years after that. They've really changed my outlook on the way things are. I have this tattoo on my wrist that says "So it goes," so I can just remember that things happen and there's nothing you can do about it. That was a really hard time in my life that, if I'm being honest, I probably didn't get over. Probably took about 3 years to fully shed all of that. But I think it helped me again look at things like you have to enjoy life while you're here. People lose loved ones every day, and I think it's important to be respectful of that and to sort of allow people their time to get over it. And I also think it just made me more of a grown-up person. Like I said, I had never really experienced anyone close to me dying ever. And then all of a sudden, within a year, two people that I was incredibly close to died. And I think it just made me more grown up and just sort of made me look at the world differently, in that sense.
Describe your most rewarding experience.
My most rewarding experience. I think when I finished college, I was so happy. I was so happy to be done with school. I think I remember just I was like walking on air. It was like December, or no, it was like January, and I was just like I didn't even have a jacket on. I was like walking around campus because I was just so happy, and just so thrilled to finally be done with it all. I just to finally be done with college and have accomplished that goal. I was just thrilled. I was so happy.
Who is your favorite actor?
My favorite actor, kind of depends. Sometimes I would say Tom Hanks. Sometimes I'd say Michael Caine because I love his accent. I love British guy accents, so I think maybe Michael Caine or Tom Hanks.
What is your favorite dinner?
Spaghetti and hot dagos at my grandma's house for sure, homemade.
Did you have a favorite board game when you were a kid?
I used to have this board game. Yeah, it was a Star Trek board game, but it had a VHS tape that you like played along with it, and like the guy on the tape would like interrupt you. The Star Trek character would like interrupt you every once in a while, and like make you do different tasks. And it was really cheesy, but I really like science fiction stuff like that. So, I really we played that all the time. Like when we'd have sleepovers when you're like 9 years old or something. I used to play the Star Trek game. I really did like that.
What's the craziest thing you've ever done?
Oh, the craziest thing I've ever done. I think it's more of a funny story, but it's kind of crazy. And we were out, my buddies and I were out at some of the bars, and like we just found this fire escape, and like went up it, and it turned. There's like this cool like old town main street, and like all the buildings are like this, and you can or like they're all level, and you could jump from building to building. So we just like jumped out down Main Street building to building. I thought it was really fun. It was probably really stupid and probably should have got arrested, but it was wild. Like it was I'm not a very crazy person. I never skydive or anything, but I remember doing that and thinking like we're nuts. We are either gonna die or get arrested or both. So
Or how are we going to get down?
exactly.
What's the first thing you do in the morning?
First thing I do in the morning is take my dogs outside. I think one of the things I do like about having dogs, and I do mean this, is that they sort of make you do stuff that's not for yourself. You have to take care of them. So I like put coffee on, and then I immediately take them outside because they have to do that. It just sort of keeps me in check. Like, oh, I have other things to be responsible for other than me. So
What is something you wish you could do, but you can't?
wish I could do. I wish I could draw really well. When I was a, I think all kids try to draw pictures, and I was just horrible at it. I wish, and I have friends that are really into comics, or I know people that are just, who I work with who are like graphic designers, and before they lay anything out on the computer, they like sketch it out first, and it takes them like 2 minutes. I'm like, that's amazing. Like, I think I wish I could draw. I tried a lot, but it wasn't something that I really could do.
What is your favorite season and why?
I think late summer. Probably so, like early September-ish. It's not cold, but it's not hot, and there's no bugs, and it's just I just love that. And there's still enough light out outside where it doesn't get dark at 4:30. I really like that season here.
What matters to you most?
I think the people closest to me matter to me most. I think my wife and all my close friends, my brothers and si or my brother and sisters, and my family. I think people and like so the relationships I have with them are very important to me. They definitely matter to me, most to me.
What's the funniest thing that's ever happened to you?
Funniest thing that's ever happened to me. I think I guess I couldn't name one, but like I just love getting together with my friends from high school and just talking about the stupid inside jokes that we have. They're probably not funny to anybody else, but some of the best times I have is when we're like up at my cabin for, fishing with my guys weekend or something, and we're just talking like about nothing, and everybody just starts hysterically laughing. I don't really know that I've had one really hilarious event. I suppose I guess like, if I had to think of I'd name one would be in high school. I don't like insects, big bugs. I don't mind mosquitoes, but big bugs sort of freak me out. My buddy and I were driving. We dropped our friend off after baseball practice, and we were driving home. This is like right when my friend got his driver's license, and we were driving home, in this massive, I would just call it a tree bug, jumped in his car, and it went down the air conditioning vent. And so we didn't know where this bug was, but we like knew it was in the car. And he pulled over, and he was scared of it too. And so we like pulled over in the middle of he pulled into someone's yard, and like we jumped out of the car like it was on fire. And I think people were like looking at us, and so we like didn't want to go back in, and we're like freaking out about this huge bug. So he turned the blower on like all the way, and it came blowing out of the air conditioning vent, and I just like ran, and we both like ran away. And then we finally, sort of shrugged it off and tried to act like nothing was wrong, but I think we still could laugh about that probably for a couple hours.
What great cause do you feel strongly about?
I think any cause that deals in fighting against poverty, housing assistance, or helping people with criminal records, or anything like that, I think that those causes are really important to me, both professionally and personally. I think it's really important to help people when they're down.
What's your favorite joke?
I really like quick jokes, and so probably my favorite joke would be and this probably doesn't mesh with my very real sympathy for people living in poverty, but the joke goes, so there's a guy walking down the street with one shoe on, and I say to him, "Hey, buddy, you lost a shoe," and he says, "No, I found one." So it's really silly, but my grandfather is just a master of like these really small, unfunny jokes that I think are really funny, and I love like quick stuff like that. It's probably my favorite joke.
If you were a superhero, who would you be, and what would your power be?
Who would I be? I think my favorite superhero, if I could be one that already exists, I would be Thor, because I like Greek mythology, and I think, or not Greek, Norse mythology, and I think Thor's awesome. And then he has that cool hammer, and he can fly, and has super strength. He's got like all the powers, so I would be Thor.
If you could be invisible, where would you go, and what would you do?
I think I would go to like a concert of a band that I just love to just hang out with them backstage, because it's like the only way I could ever get backstage. It'd just be really cool to be able to do that, I think.
Why did you choose grant writing as your line of work?
I really enjoy writing, and I really enjoy sort of communicating in general. And then I also, even though I'm not necessarily helping, I'm not serving someone a meal or helping them find a home, I do know that at the end of the day, what I do does sort of line up with helping people get there. I'm a few steps removed, but it still does help people, and I really enjoy that.
What do you find most interesting about your work?
Probably when I get to learn about the specific people that our organization serves and learn about their specific sort of challenges that they've faced. When I get to actually meet them, when you learn their name, and a lot of times we'll say something, "Oh, we served 1,000 people last year," but when you get to just meet just one person, you get to hear what their struggle was, hear how our organization helped them sort of come up, you know, from the poverty that they lived in. I really enjoy hearing about that stuff.
If you had to choose a different career, what would you be, and why would you choose this career?
If I had to choose a different career that was a viable option, not just, oh, I want to be a movie star or a rock star, I think I would really like to own, I know every guy says this, but like a bar or a restaurant. I think it would be really cool to be able to, like, you ever go to a bar and you're like, or a restaurant, and you're like, this place isn't cool. It doesn't go good. It doesn't work. I would really like to be able to have something like that, that I could really sort of put a lot of work into and make it like my place, and like that hopefully everybody else would be like, oh yeah, this has got a good vibe. They have good lighting and good music or good food or whatever it would be. I think that would be really neat, because I think people get a lot of enjoyment from going to their favorite place. So I think I would do something like that.
If you could take a snapshot of your life 10 years from now, what would you be doing?
Ten years from now, I hope to be doing similar work to what I'm doing now. I really do enjoy working in nonprofit fundraising. I really enjoy that, and I would love to continue doing that as far as work goes. Family, let's see, 10 years out, I think my wife and I will hopefully, you know, be either living in the house we have now or in our second home, with dogs and just sort of getting by. I know. My wife has always wanted to decorate stuff, and I really think making our home into like her vision is like something that I'm not good at that, but I love to help her out and do it, because I know it makes her very happy. So hopefully like our home can be sort of how she wants it. I know that sounds weird, but like I just want her to be happy in that sense. Travel goes, I'm very simple. Well, what I would be doing, I want to be able to take a 3-day weekend whenever I want to. I want to be able to go to the cabin, you know, go fishing, do that sort of thing. I think 10 years, if I could say that I had a good job, a good home, and same wife, and just be able to do that, I'd be super happy if I could have all that.
What do you love most about your wife?
I think when I met her, I was just struck by like how similar we were. I think we were both positive about the things we really liked, and we were both negative about the things we didn't like. We met in college. We had some classes together. One of the things I just love, she's super smart. I just love that she's really smart. She loves to read, and she's an excellent writer. She's incredibly thoughtful. And that's kind of a hard, thoughtful seems like a kind of a weird word, but she just thinks of stuff that other people that I normally don't think of, and I just really appreciate that about her. She's passionate about the things that she's passionate about. She loves, she loves dogs like I do. I used to love when we first met, like we used to love the same like cheesy 90s country songs, and I just thought that was really cool. Like she was like the only other person I knew who knew like a certain song or something. I just thought that was really cool.
What's the nicest thing you could do for your wife?
The nicest thing I could do for my wife would be, and I actually, and I'm gonna brag, I did this last year for our anniversary. I went to work on her anniversary, and then I came home at like 10 a.m. and I just cleaned the whole house. Like she didn't know I was doing it even. So like she would like text me like, "How's work?" I'm like, "Oh yeah, work's going really good," and I wasn't even at work. And I just when she got home, the whole house was just like completely spotless. I think she really appreciates, and I do too. Like. Very functional stuff like that. Like, obviously she loves flowers, and I like buying her flowers. But I think it's really nice when you can do like really nice daily activities for someone. Like now she doesn't have to think about wiping down the counter or doing the laundry because I just that's the kind of things that I really like to do for her.
How did you meet your wife?
I met her in college, but the first time we met, I used to think that she hated me. We were both dating other people at the time, and she actually lived in the same building as my ex-girlfriend. And when I was dating my ex-girlfriend one time, there's a really bad snowstorm, and my ex and I got back from somewhere, I don't know, Target or something, and there was this car stuck in the ditch. And it was my wife. But this is like at least a year and a half before she and I like started to even met each other, and I helped her push her car out of the snow. And then like went they lived in the same building like went up and like nothing was ever said of it. That was it. That was like our first meeting. Like, it was really weird. And then we had a class together and I didn't think she liked me. And then one day we had another class together, senior year, and we both worked on the newspaper. And she had done this really awesome feature front page huge story pictures all the whole nine yards. And I used to the night we'd put the paper together and then they'd send it to the printer because they still had a printed paper back then. But they used to print out these big sheets that were called proofs, and I used to steal them all the time and just like take them because I could read the paper 2 days before everybody else. But I took the one for her of her story and I gave it to her in our class we had together, and that got her to sit by me. And then like maybe like a month that we started to become like friends, maybe a month after that I asked her out. So. But yeah, I basically stole something for her and gave it to her, and that's sort of how we got together, I suppose.
Why did you decide to participate in this donor program?
My wife and I, we won't have kids, and it's just not for us. I don't think it's not for everybody. It just isn't for us. And if someone else who has that problem can sort of or problem or is in that situation. Can get a little bit of help from me or from us in this, then I think that I'm happy to do that. Like I said, it's not for everybody, but I do think that if somebody really really wants that, then I think that if I can help them out with that.
Is there a message you'd like to add for anyone listening to this interview?
Oh, let's see. Or offspring listening to this interview. Well, if offspring are listening to this interview, I will say that I'll go back and just say, just enjoy life, while you can, because you never know. You just never know when circumstances are going to change. And yeah, I think I guess if I had a message that's not super deep, but I would say like just enjoy yourself. You're young until you're like 95. I really believe that. You're young until you're like really old. So just you can do whatever you want. Just enjoy yourself. So.
This concludes Donor Audio Interview 4818.